Chapter 3. Secrets between Marianne and Willoughby. Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters had not imagined that they would be so busy in Devon. Sir John arranged parties and balls, and Willoughby was invited to them all. Eleanor was not surprised to see Marianne and Willoughby talking and dancing together. However, she thought that they should be less open about their feelings because they were not engaged to be married. Before a girl was married, she must have a good reputation. People might talk badly about her if she was too friendly with a man and they were not engaged. Marianne hated to hide her feelings and did not try, and Willoughby seemed to be the same. She liked everything about him. He said clever things, he danced well, and he helped her to win in card games. Mrs. Dashwood also spoke of him warmly and was happy to see him and her daughter together. Eleanor, however, was less happy. She missed her conversations with Edward at Norland, and the only person she enjoyed talking to at Barton Park was Colonel Brandon. During one conversation, he said something that she found interesting. "I once knew a lady who was very similar to your sister in character, but..." He stopped suddenly. He probably thought that he had told her too much. Eleanor felt that something had happened in the past to make him sad, perhaps in love. One morning, Eleanor and Marianne were walking together.
"Willoughby has given me a horse," said Marianne.
Eleanor was very surprised. They did not have enough money to keep a horse, but her sister had accepted this gift. She told Marianne that a young lady should not accept a gift like that from a gentleman that she did not know well.
"You are wrong, Eleanor," replied Marianne. "I have not known Willoughby long, but I feel that I know him very well."
Eleanor decided to leave that topic. Instead, she said that it would be difficult for them to care for a horse. In the end, Marianne promised to tell Willoughby that she could not accept his gift. She kept her promise, and when Willoughby came to the cottage the same day, Eleanor heard her saying quietly that she was not able to accept the horse. He replied, whispering,
"Marianne, the horse is still yours. I will keep it for you until you can give it a home."
Hearing this conversation, the way Willoughby used Marianne's first name and the way he spoke to her, Eleanor realised that Marianne and Willoughby had become very close. She felt sure that they were secretly engaged. And Eleanor knew something that made her even more sure. She had seen Willoughby cut a small piece of Marianne's hair, which he kissed and put in his pocket. Soon after, Sir John arranged for them all to visit Colonel Brandon's estate at Delaford. They would go in carriages, taking food for a picnic. On the morning of the visit, they all met at Barton Park. Just before they were ready to go to Delaford, an urgent letter was brought for Colonel Brandon. He opened it and immediately left the room. When he returned, he told them that he had to go to London.
"What is wrong? You look worried," said Mrs. Jennings. "I know who the letter is from."
Colonel Brandon looked surprised. "Who do you mean?" he asked.
"You know who I mean," said Mrs. Jennings.
Lady Middleton tried to stop her mother from saying more. Colonel Brandon did not reply to Mrs. Jennings, but said, "I am sorry, but I will not be able to take you to Delaford." Soon after, he went to London.
I am sure that the letter was about Miss Eliza Williams, said Mrs. Jennings, after he had gone.
Who is she? Marianne asked.
She is his daughter, replied Mrs. Jennings quietly.
Marianne was surprised because she knew that Colonel Brandon was not married. Sir John decided that, although they could not go to Delaford, they should still go out because the carriages were ready. Willoughby's carriage arrived first, and Marianne got into it. He drove the horses through the countryside very fast. Soon the others could not see them. Later, when they all returned, Willoughby and Marianne said that they had been near the hills. That evening at dinner, Mrs. Jennings sat near Marianne and said to her very loudly,
"I know where you spent the morning."
Marianne's face went red because everyone could hear.
"I hope that you'll like your new house, Miss Marianne. It is very large," continued Mrs. Jennings.
Marianne looked embarrassed, and Mrs. Jennings laughed loudly. Eleanor heard her say that she had asked one of the servants, who told her that Mr. Willoughby had taken Marianne to see the house at Allenham. Later, Eleanor asked Marianne about this and was surprised to hear that it was true.
"Why did you go there? It was not a good idea, Marianne. Think about your reputation," she said.
"I have done nothing wrong," replied Marianne. "The house will one day be Willoughby's."
Her face was red as she said this. In the days after, Willoughby continued to visit the Dashwoods' home. One afternoon, Mrs. Dashwood was talking about changing something in the cottage.
"Do not change it, please," said Willoughby. "I love the cottage as it is now."
"You are always welcome here," replied Mrs. Dashwood.
"Will you come for dinner tomorrow?"
Willoughby promised to be with them at 4 o'clock the next day.